Going into 2019, it's always exciting to find out who the first baby was born in the state of Connecticut in the new year. And it turns out we couldn't get the front runner on the phone because they haven't actually been identified. But we do have runner-up number two, Brian and Anna McNeil, with us this morning. And little baby Noel was born just about 1:20 on New Year's Day. Anna and Brian, how are you guys?
Doing well. How are you?
Fantastic. Thanks so much for joining me this morning. I appreciate it.
No problem.
Thank you for having us.
Well, congratulations. Best I could tell, I think you guys had the third baby maybe after midnight in the state.
I think you're right. We thought we were the first one, but we'll take third place.
Yeah, I mean, third place looks pretty good. When we're talking about a marathon that lasts 9 months long, you know, third place feels pretty good. And while I'm sure that you probably wanted it over quicker rather than the, you know, than later, Anna, as long as everybody's healthy and whatnot, we're good, right?
Yes, everybody's healthy. We're all doing really well. And it actually went quicker than I thought it would.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Was this your guys' first?
Our first, yeah, first one.
Not for nothing while talking about speed. I'm thinking if it was like the second or third, we maybe would have got in under the timeline. I'm just saying.
Right?
Little Noel was the first baby born at Central Connecticut Hospital of Bristol, which is located in New Britain.
It's in New Britain.
I've actually been to that hospital multiple times. I'm familiar with them. They do a very good job over there.
They do.
I see that Yale New Haven, I think, beat you by just 20 minutes. Another little one born at 12:54, and then Hartford Hospital came in just under the wire before you guys, I think, at something like 103. But you know something?
Yeah,
it's not like anybody was standing around monitoring these things. I mean, besides, you know, nurses and doctors and otherwise trustworthy people, I'm sure they are. But if they knew that they got beat by just a couple minutes, they might bump it up.
Well, that could be true, but I'll stick with third with what we ended up with.
As you guys found out that you were the first baby born at that hospital in 2019, were you presented with any like wonderful toys, like maybe some nice monogrammed robes or personalized T-shirts?
So they came in later that afternoon just with a nice basket of all kinds of, like, you know, outfits and toys and blankets and all kinds of goodies.
Oh, that's nice. That's really, really nice, actually.
Yeah, it was incredible.
Well, that is awesome.
Really nice surprise.
And how are we sleeping now? We're back home at this point, I would think.
Yes.
We're back home. We came home last night. So last night was our first night home with her. It wasn't that easy yet.
No.
You know, when they tell you can't prepare for this stuff, you really can't prepare.
Can't prepare, can't give them back.
Not a lie.
Well, Brian, do something for gosh sake. Let your wife go take a nap.
Yes, sir. I'm all over it.
Good man. Congratulations, Brian and Anna McNeil. Third place, Connecticut babies born in 2019. Not too shabby.
She's here. That's what counts.
Here's to a wonderful 2019 for all you guys.
Thank you so much.
She's